Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Why didn't that go through my ears?
I didn't hear it either.
was it supposed to?
No.
He just did it for us to intro us.
Can we just talk about the stash really fast that's happening on Easton's face?
It's November. No shave, no November.
But he's not shaving.
I shaved part of my jaw.
I have to Instagram this so people can see it because this is a very live day today.
There's a move I can do with this mustache that I'm not technically allowed to do while on the clock, but I'm going to do it right now.
A move? Oh my gosh. Is that like a sexual?
I cannot unsee that.
That's a move, right?
I missed it.
Oh, no.
The problem is now I...
That can't be unseen.
I can't be unseen.
Wow.
Speaking of Easton, he just celebrated birthday. Happy birthday, Easton.
Thank you very much.
Scorpio queen.
How old are you now?
I'm 32 now.
Oh. Well, we need to talk about it real fast before we get to the PCAs and everything last night. So Michael put on the calendar Easton's birthday on the 6th.
I'm a great friend.
But then, I don't know what happened that day. It was really busy. And did you text him the 6th?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, why?
Not just texted. I sent him an emoji.
You sent him an emoji?
No. An emoji.
Like what's yourself? That? Like you?
No. Oh. The animal. I did a mouse.
Oh.
It was a very cute mouse. Singing me happy birthday.
Oh. I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, that was the day after our Nashville wind down. Yes. So
things were rough.
We were out of commission the next day.
Things weren't working well.
But then I'm so sorry I forgot. But then I looked on Instagram and it really looked like you were having everyone was saying happy birthday that day. So I was just like, oh crap, it's Easton's birthday today. So I'm gonna group text happy birthday. And you were just like, you didn't even correct me. You're just like, thank you. And then Michael's like, it was the other day. And then I felt mortified. But then here comes the conversation.
Okay.
What did we get Easton? Because we got Mark something for his birthday.
It's in the works.
Oh.
I feel like people say that when they actually forget that. Because I do that all the time.
Did I not deliver with Mark?
You did.
My gifts take thought and time and investment. I'm not just going to get Easton something you can find anywhere. Oh, man. It's going to be something great.
But like, what is, you know, because it's a friend thing. So
it's that conversation about birthdays where if you get someone a birthday present, you're going to have to get it for the other friend because.
What are you getting at? If you get him one, you have to get me one. You're getting me one. There's no questions asked. I don't understand where this is going.
What is your question?
Yeah.
My question is what is the
protocol
for that?
For who?
For giving gifts?
Especially like in the workplace too, because okay, we have a lot of friends workplace. Too. So do we give birthday presents to everyone that we know? No.
No.
But we have Mark. So now I want to give Easton a present, but I'm just saying like, but I also feel like now like you have to give Easton a present. Cause then it's like, I would be upset if I was Tori, let's say, yeah. and we gave Amy a present, but didn't give Tori a present.
For sure.
But here's the thing with this. If you flash back to a young Easton who is just the biggest Jana Kramer fan in the world, oh, and you God. Said,
every day is a gift.
Easton, check this out. Would you want to hang out with Jana at least once a week? Do you want to stay the night in her home?
Ooh.
Text her whenever you choose about anything. She'll mm-hmm. respond. Mm-hmm. I would say, I'd give up every single birthday Christmas gift for the rest of my life.
Oh, Easton.
And that's the reality I thankfully live right now.
Oh, Easton.
That's so
you guys
sweet.
Are off the hook. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I have like a... Oh. I do have this...
Yeah, but that's Jana. But you and I like... the same things. We have a lot of similar
By the way,
interests.
Easton, I
so
just want to say thank you. That was so sweet. But I do, I have
She's going to like give you like a
No,
chapstick.
I have a Visa a Visa gift card in my bag.
As she pulls out shoes.
No, I do.
It's mostly full.
She tried to give it to somebody else recently. I was like, no, who was that?
Are you on the wind down tour?
Are you a re-gifter?
Oh, interesting
I am, no
question.
Shame. No.
I used to be. Huh. But now... What I do is I'd rather just like, you know, you didn't end up, I don't think, but what I like to do is come in the bathroom. Okay, here, what do you want?
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Because I think people, if we were to re-gift a man crate, they're going to know it's for free. So now I feel like we can't re-gift.
But like,
do you know what I mean? Like we can't, I feel like people like know if, now we can't re-gift.
But not if like Mike's mom gave you something, you know?
Right. But if it's something, oh, you know what I did re-gift?
What?
Last year. Oh no, I can't say it.
What'd you
re-gift? I can't. Don't say it.
Yes, say it.
No, because the person listens to the podcast and they're going to know.
Even better.
Why don't you say who it was from? You don't have to say who you ended up giving it to. But who gave you a gift that you gave?
Me.
It's something I gave her.
No, okay. Amy Sugarman. I re-gifted it.
Use your brain.
What she gave
know.
You?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm dying. This is too much.
Anyways.
That's funny.
I can't. Okay. So moving on. You can either have the Visa gift card for $50.
That's probably expired.
They expire?
I don't think so.
I'm going to find it in my purse. I have a lot of things in my purse. Like I have Nerds, my Xanax, my flip-flops, my
Easton,
Apple.
Take your pick. Nerds, Xanax. Sounds like a party.
I'll take the Xanax.
No, I've got one left.
Oh, not for you.
Well, happy birthday, Easton.
Happy birthday, Easton.
And I'm glad that I was the better friend and actually wish you happy birthday on your birthday.
You guys are all very good friends to me, and I treasure our friendship very, very much.
I will say, just to wrap it up with Easton, you sent a text message last night, which I did not respond to. I'm sorry again.
Well, typical. You were at an award show. I didn't expect
I know, but he said...
Were you guys at the same?
He goes, I love you guys, and being a part of Wind Down has been an absolute dream come true. You guys win at Easton's Choice Award.
And that's all that mattered.
And that's after we lost the People's Choice Award.
That's okay. Well, you know. I mean,
I just want to say thank you to everyone who voted. You didn't vote enough.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, we're so happy for Becca and Tanya.
Yeah.
It was just so fun to be there last night.
Oh my God. Let's go.
Like, let's talk about it.
I want to hear. Yes.
Okay.
It was amazing. And it was.
Where do we even start?
We've been to plenty of award shows and stuff, but this was the
country award shows.
Yeah. It's been country award shows or music award shows.
So it's like, you know, he's like, hey, Keith Urban, nice to see you.
Or like, even like, you know, yeah, like, oh, Keith, easy, Keith. Like, enough. Like, you're always bogging me down. Garth, I'll see you later. Okay, yeah. We'll have a drink.
But it's like we've met these people before. There's times when I'm like, hey, we need to. How do I say this? Like, it's still exciting, but when you haven't seen, like, I've never seen Jennifer Aniston up close.
Oh my gosh!
Like, I was dying.
Yeah, and the fact that we got to be in this element that we're not typically in, and see people that we don't normally see, like Robert Downey Jr. opened the show, and I'm like. like Easton and I are like shooting hard eyes across the room to each other, like, oh my gosh, it's Iron Man.
Michael, he straight up like swatted me when he's like, oh, no, there's no way.
What?
Like Iron Man. And I'm just like, oh. But then out comes freaking Robert Downey Jr. and Michael's face. I mean, he's, I've never, ever, ever at an award show seen my husband take out his phone and stop.
Oh. I was just about to say, I'm so not the phone guy.
Never, ever. I've not once.
Never.
Did you get a, like a selfie? Like a
no,
on
but
stage?
I was just, I was this guy right here.
That guy.
I wish you guys could see that. I was like holding the phone down kind of by your chest. So a lot of people don't see. I was videoing him. I videoed Kevin Hart.
Oh,
I videoed
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. I stood up for Jimmy. I think I was the first one our side of the room when they got Jimmy. I was like, yep, Jimmy.
Yeah. And I mean, he just like,
oh, wow.
I've never seen this kind of mic before.
Wow.
It was, but it was so cute to see because.
Him be excited.
Yeah. Because again, I feel like, you know, in the first few country shows, of course, like we're so excited to meet these people and it's still, you know, dreams come true. But at the same time, it's now we're friends.
Right.
But these, the people that we saw last night, like they don't know us from Adam.
Oh, wow.
You know, so to be able to see these people real up close. So it was really fun to see Mike get excited about that. And he got to interview Terry Crews on the carpet because we did some stuff for Extra last night as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got to interview some people. And so, you know, Mike interviewed Terry. And it was just, it was so cool. I love seeing you happy, Mike. It's probably one of my favorite things in the world. And I know, I don't know. I just love it. I love to see you happy and get excited and take your phone out. I'm so excited for you.
I'm not that guy. I'm more the reserved guy. Like I don't take pictures. I don't take videos. I don't, but yeah. And I kind of try to act like I've been there before like and kind of stay calm, cool and collected. Yeah. But last night I was just like, I don't care. We're interviewing amazing people.
You're like this
together. I was like, this is awesome.
Well, I hate to break up this love moment, and I'm really truly happy that you were happy for him, but let's talk about like you wearing like what you, this is like what I imagine when Jana posted that Instagram of her look. It's like in my head it was like when your friends ask like what are you wearing and you say like, oh, just like something casual, and Jana just whips out with the cape and the hair and the pony and the sex. I was just like, holy, she showed up.
She showed
like
up.
You showed
thanks,
up.
Babe.
And like I knew you would.
Does.
But I was like, well, there was like you and Gwen both had the capes.
And the bows. Yeah. Killed we both it. Had a bow. I was honestly a little shocked from the, I mean, Sonia Christensen, my stylist, is incredible. I was very shocked though by the reaction of the dress.
What was the reaction?
Well, everyone loved it. Not that I was shocked by that, but I just, you know, it felt nice to read the comments. About like
I bet
you
my leg
you oh, make everything no look
I felt
so
I was
good.
Just like aw.
She does make everything look so good, but this was it like
it was
you
unreal.
Were made for that and that was made for you and I really was like, oh, is that my second wedding dress? Do I need to be wearing
Malevich is the designer like, but Michael though I just want to say
you guys looked so good together
and that was the first time we've been styled together as a couple but Michael wore a sweater underneath
styled.
The suit yeah. Like
let me just say
he looked in. I just thought you looked so incredible last night.
You guys thanks, looked honey. Like a... Okay, I'm sitting in the middle and this is getting really weird and I feel like there's like about...
Because
we're
not
fighting. Well, they're like about to have sex or something. They're like staring at each other like, oh, you looked so good. No, you just really looked... No, but you could tell you guys were like...
And you saw us on the carpet. I loved your Instagram God. Of us.
That I like you. I made Tori
proud
come over.
Moment.
I was just like, well, I'll turn it on. You know, I love an E moment. But I was like, I wonder like who they're going to show. And literally all of a sudden, like there you were. I was like screamed. I'm like, pause, Tori. Rewind. I was like, oh my God. And it was for a minute.
Thanks, girl.
And they got Mike fixing your train.
It was so cute. And then I even, if anyone watched that, I said, what a good husband.
What a good guy.
See, I love my husband.
And then
everybody.
You guys kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sweet.
It was great to see. Also, I have another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kardashians.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Let me just say this before we get into Jan's reaction. I'm not a big Kardashian person. I don't really follow. I know.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, right. Surprise. But it's just one of those things. Seeing those kind of people in person for the first time is kind of interesting. It's very interesting because you're like,
I can't.
They're right there and you're
right
like,
there.
You are real.
Right.
You're yeah. everywhere.
Yeah.
But you're, it was,
but
it
you're
was
right
just,
here.
Just even as a guy who's just not interested, it was just very interesting. And just to see the circus around them, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Would you like to tell them my... reaction,
please. Oh, I wish I was there.
It would be better coming from you.
Yeah.
I wish I was
Jana's
there.
Jana's up on like the little ledge here because she's standing for extra. And she was like, oh my God, it's Kardashians. And she was looking down there and she was like, Khloe and I just made eye contact. I think I'm going to cry right now. And Courtney looked at me too, and I don't know what to do. And then she starts talking to her publicist like, hey, will they take pictures? And the publicist is like, no.
Well, no. So this is...
Because also, side note for people, you love your car. Like, you don't care about a lot of people.
I don't.
And you... We love them.
I love them. I respect them. As businesswomen, Kris Jenner is my spirit animal.
She's like a Scorpio.
I'm obsessed with her. And I really want to be friends with Khloe. But when I saw Khloe, I've never seen Khloe in person. I've seen Kim before in person from one time at a party. This was like before she was like really, really famous. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 12, 13 years ago at a club. But when I saw Khloe and I locked eyes with her, I've never.
Did he melt?
Ever teared up.
Oh my God, there were tears?
I got misty. It was strange.
I get it.
Do you?
I do.
Okay, good. Maybe one person understands this. No,
so many people listening would probably do the same thing.
Do you think that she thought you were pretty? Like, do you think she looked at you and was like, oh my God, like, I love her, like, hair, or, like, her dress?
I think so. I 100% think
like,
so.
No, I think she felt my, like, heart.
You guys had a soul moment.
I think we had a soul moment. I really do. And I think she wanted to talk to me too.
Oh my God.
No, but it was so weird because everyone's like when people meet me and they cry, I'm like, why are you crying?
Yeah,
like, don't cry.
Yeah,
like, no.
You cry.
You know, or people that say like, I would cry if I met Celine Dion.
Yeah.
1,000,000,000,000%. I'd be a puddle of mud.
Yeah, you would.
But I never thought I would cry meeting anyone else. But then I locked eyes with Khloe and I got misty. And but then I locked eyes with Courtney.
Stop. There I am. Here I am. Oh,
it got cold.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, I think that's why her and I go together, because we're just kind of cold.
I mean,
I think so. I think that's why I dig her.
I mean, I dig her too.
No, but I really dig her.
But I don't think she'd want to. I don't think she's. I got a very.
I've given that look before. People always come up to me and they're
like. No, but I just got like a very, like, she didn't want to be there kind of vibe. And I got the, well, like, she's just over it. And so I was talking to one of her girlfriends, Catherine, and she's like, I think she just doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
I really think she is. I think she's that one who's like, what am I? And she's kind of been like that from the beginning. Like, she just wants to be with her kids and doesn't really care. It's like Kim and Khloe are hustling.
Yeah.
And I mean, not to give you like.
Oh, and then there's the Jenner.
So, I mean, I don't want to spend too much longer because I know a lot of people don't love their Kardashians, but I do love them. And then I asked my publicist, Nicole, I was like, hey, Nicole, do you think like we could take a photo together? Or if I could just say hi to them, like
I
would
just get a hug.
Die. And so she went over there, talked to the publicist, and they said that they don't do photos. So my heart was a little broken, but maybe one day I'll get lucky enough to.
You will.
Say hi to Khloe or something. I'd love to just talk to her.
Who was your best dressed?
My best dressed. Oh, I will say this too. And I talked to Pink. I got to interview Pink.
I saw. On Becca. Someone.
She was
Instagrammed
my favorite person that I interviewed last night. Because she's just really real
and
authentic. Yeah.
That was cute.
Just really real, very authentic. And I thanked her for helping. Because I remember when she went through all that stuff with her husband.
Yeah.
And they even divorced.
They divorced,
separated.
I think.
They either divorced or separated.
Yeah. Separated,
but I just remember. And then they got back together. And I always looked up to their relationship, even before all of our stuff. I just always looked up to that. I was like, wow, that takes guts and that takes strength and that takes a lot of courage to like go through that route publicly. And I've just always looked up to her. And I got basically thank her last night for that.
Yeah, that was a cool moment. And it's her. I mean, those are two people we would love to have on the show.
Oh, please.
Carrie
yeah.
and Pink and
yeah.
Tear
but you were also talking about your experience with Terry.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Which, I mean, both, first of all, on Pink, you know, she was even in a movie about sex addiction called Thanks for Sharing with Mark Ruffalo and Josh Gad and Tim Robbins and Pink was in it. And it's a really good movie about sex addiction but it's kind of stayed under the radar even with an all-star cast like that. But Terry Crews, I read this thing. It was probably in the early days of when Jan and I were together.
Oh, so before you even knew about the addiction and stuff?
Yeah, like before I even knew about that. And I remember thinking to myself, because he basically came out and said that he's stopped watching porn and he took that out of his life and his relationship because he just felt spiritually from his soul that it took away from his connection with his wife. And
I love that.
Yeah. And I remember even thinking then, I was like, man, maybe I should stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I should stop doing that too or whatever. And I mean, that's before I knew about any kind of addiction and stuff like that. But so him and his wife too, I want to have on the show because I want to talk about that because that was years ago.
Yeah. That would be a dream guest for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And they're so on the same page when we got to interview them, and they're just, they are a team.
I feel like
a cohesive team for sure.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
even just the few minutes that we got to interview them.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I think all in all, it was great. And then Jennifer Aniston, she's iconic.
Class.
From a man, was she like stunning or like?
She's just so iconic.
Iconic. But like classic, like.
Yeah, just before they brought her up, I mean, they're showing all these clips of her, dramatic, funny, and just Rachel.
She does it all.
And I'm just like, dang, like she is,
she
man.
Is it.
She's just does it all.
She's it.
And the fact that we're watching the morning show on Apple's.
Oh, you started?
It's so good.
There were some reviews that said the morning show wasn't good.
Yeah,
we love it.
It's fantastic.
Did you know you were on Daily Mail's Best Dress, both of you?
Really?
Yeah. You were on their Snapchat today, you too.
Both of us.
Like it was a picture they did. So every day on Snapchat they do like Daily Mail, and it was like these people did not get it, and it was a bunch of people. And then the next slide was like these are the people who totally got it, and it was a picture of you two.
Yay!
I know. I was so excited.
That's awesome. But yeah, all in all, great awards. Congrats to Becca and Tanya for winning.
Amazing.
And the best line I will leave you guys with is Michael last night said, "We won't stop."
Oh my God.
And we can't stop.
He's like, "Don't worry, guys. We're not going to stop." And I'm like, "Why would we stop?
We won't stop.
For that.
Our friend Julie keeps sending us gifts of like being like, "Don't worry, we're not going to stop."
Stop, drop, and roll.
It's
just one of those things. If you put anyone in my shoes where Janet's Instagram story and then just cuts to you first, it's like you have to have like little one-liners. I need in my notes section, I need like one-liners when Jana randomly
puts my
face on her phone. What do I say? Or what do I do with my hands? So I don't know, sometimes stuff comes out that I don't think about.
Well, but all in all, we're not going to give up.
So inspiring, Mike.
Oh my God.
I love you. Too much. Okay, we have a really awesome guest we want to talk to today, but first let's talk about Sleep Number. Sarah, how comfy was our beds in Nashville?
I'll tell you what, never slept like that in my life.
I know. Well, that's because we've got Sleep Number in every single one of our rooms. We all know that sleep is very important, but consider someone you know who is in the military or a veteran. Imagine how much a good night's sleep means to them. From military heroes to everyday heroes, the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. According to Sleep Number research, the optimum sleep environment is a 65 degree with 65% humidity. At 65 degrees, our bodies remain thermally neutral, meaning they don't have to do anything to create or shed heat.
Well, then let's start setting our thermostat because Jana won't let me set it past 70. Sleep Number beds also allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning how well you've slept and gain insights for your best sleep.
You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/Jana.
What are you going to put on those Sleep Number beds?
How about some Brooklinen sheets, though?
What up, though? You know what's really kind of annoying? Every time we're in bed, we only have one set of Brooklinen sheets for our bedroom.
Yeah, and as soon as I lay on the bed, I'm like, these aren't the Brooklinen. I know. And Jana's like, I'm washing them. Relax.
I know. I'm like, don't worry. They have a good put on next time. We love them. It's a husband and wife team who developed these amazing sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg. Their mission is to make you comfortable, and that's really what they do. Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middleman, just a great product and service.
They've moved beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for your bathroom, like towels, shower curtains, bath mats, and even launched ultra soft loungewear that makes you feel like you've never left your bed.
So get 10% off and free shipping anytime when you shop at brooklinen.com and use promo code Jana. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. To get 10% off and free shipping, go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen, brooklinen.com, and use promo code Jana. brooklinen.com, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Okay, do we have our amazing special guest, Gabby Bernstein, on the phone?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
Good, guys. I'm just getting my head How's everybody doing?
Good. Great. You've got Jana, Mike, and Sarah here in the Wind Down studio. We're so excited to have you. You're the number one New York Times bestselling author. Right now you have a book out called Super Attractor: Methods for Manifesting a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams is now available. How's the whole book tour going?
Awesome. Way better than I could have expected. Super attracting along the way. Everything is going well.
That's awesome. And in your book, yeah. You teach the readers to do less and attract more, relax and trust that what they desire is on the way, and feel good regardless of external circumstances. I guess my first question would be, when you say do less and attract more, how do you, because I feel like I'm like, okay, you got to keep doing things and doing things, because if you don't, then how are you actually attracting things?
One of the things I teach in the book is that all that doing and doing actually is getting in our way of attracting. So when we're pushing and controlling and have the belief system that if I don't do it, it won't happen, we are blocking our power to hear and inspiration. We're blocking the support of other people because their energy is so frantic. And from a spiritual perspective, we are blocking the support of the universe. So what I teach in the book is a method called the Spiritually Aligned Action Method. And this is a method that is all about taking action from a place of service, love, faith, and patience, genuine patience. So when we do this practice, it's not that we're not taking action, because yes, of course, we have to take an action to create something, but it's that we're doing it from a place that's grounded, spiritually connected, and then the biggest part of it is being patient so that we are not getting in the way of the actual manifestation of what we want. So when we're in that pushy energy, we're really in the way, because it turns people off. It's energetically keeping us from hearing the next right action and the intuition that's going to lead us forward. So we have to be in a practice of taking action from a place of spiritual connection so that we can do less and attract more.
I like what you're saying there, Gabby, because I feel like a lot of times we've interviewed people in the past or talked to people that kind of promote, essentially positive thinking, it's just that. There's like, oh, just think positively and things will happen. But you have an action in place. So it's not just sitting back and not doing anything. It's still having healthy habits to help take control of, you spiritually and mentally to, instead of trying to just, physically do certain things. So I definitely appreciate what you're preaching there with that. And then, when things get that hard, like when everyone goes through life where just situations get hard, do you kind of double down on your meditation or your spiritual practice or thinking when you're just in a tough spot, or do you still just go through the same routine?
100%, I would double down. When life gets tough, I double down on my spiritual practice, and when life gets good, I double down on my spiritual practice. And I do that when life gets good, because when life gets good, we want to typically fall off and say, "Oh, I got it. I got this from here," right? And then that's when we go backwards.
Oh no, I was just going to say,
those are the two times where we want to do it most.
I like that you said you do it when things are going good, because I totally forget to keep kind of doing what I'm doing. I'm only like, when things are bad, it's like you're asking for help and help and help. And then finally, when things are good, it's like, no, you need to keep that going. Because, I mean, is it really like our own response? Is it 100% our own responsibility to be happy, right?
It's our responsibility to choose how we want to perceive our life. In the book, I say the secret to feeling good is to decide to stop feeling bad. I think that that is the exact answer I would give anyone, but I think that that could also sound kind of offensive to some people that might be really suffering, someone who might have a mental illness or someone who might have a major debt or a physical condition. But I can speak to that very authentically, the choice to stop feeling bad. I 6 months ago was diagnosed with postpartum anxiety, depression, and insomnia. And at my lowest moment, I actually had to decide to stop feeling bad. But that didn't mean that I was going to feel better overnight, that things were just going to go away. But it meant that I made a decision to be open to the next right action. I made a decision to be open to guidance that may have been something that I wouldn't typically have been led to. It made a decision to do whatever it took to feel better. So wherever we are in our level of happiness and awareness of feeling good, we can always decide to stop feeling bad. And there's a lot of methods in the book to do that.
And so meditation is a big part of your practice with that. What kind of advice do you have for people who, you know, because I know me myself, I've heard a lot of meditation. I want to make it more of a routine for myself, but I feel like I just can't turn my brain off. I have ADD and I'm just kind of everywhere. And so sometimes I feel like I'm not doing it right. Okay. So what's some advice for myself and for people?
Like feeling like you're all over the place. A great practice would be a mantra based meditation, because what's happening for you is your thoughts are all over the place. So your thoughts, your mind needs a place to anchor. And you can do that with a mantra. And so a mantra, as I'm a Kundalini yoga meditation teacher, and so I could give you a mantra called Sat Nam. Sat Nam means truth is my name. And you could just repeat that mantra in your head. And then when your thoughts begin to detour to whatever you did for lunch yesterday or what you have to do for your bills or anything like that, you can simply come back to your mantra. And then you're going to detour again, but then you can always come back to your mantra. And so having that single pointed focus will be very effective for someone who's scatterbrained like that.
But then how about, because I mean, same, Mike, even when I'm in therapy and, you know, she starts with like a guided meditation every time. And I'll tell her, I said, you know, sometimes I'm questioning the meditation or I'm somewhere else, or I'm like, man, I really wish I was home right now with the kids, or my mind wanders. And then when I try to meditate at home, I'm grabbing my phone, or maybe like you're grabbing your little, what's that little thing you play? The video game. So it's, we have the time, but yet we're choosing to pick up other things. So it's, how do we kind of train our mind to say, okay, instead of picking up that,
to turn off.
Yeah. To turn off those things. Like, how do we put those things away that usually is what we calm down with?
Yeah, I think that you have to realize that the more you practice meditating, the better you experience it, the more of a serenity you'll begin to experience in your life. I do a transcendental meditation, so I practice 20 minutes twice a day. And the more I've practiced, the better I feel in the moment of the meditation. So much so that I look forward to it. And so I think it's about like anything, like when you start to go to the gym and you start to notice the physical benefits and you start to actually feel really good when you're exercising, you want more of it, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like you have to just get over that initial hurdle of the resistance to the practice and then put it into practice in order to get to a place where you really long for it.
Yeah, frankly. I love that. That's a really good point, because in the beginning of running, it sucks. But when you're running 30 minutes, you're like, oh wow, like this isn't as bad anymore.
Well, that's funny, because that was actually going to be a question, because like I'm a runner. So a lot of times I don't meditate, but I feel like sometimes when I'm running, that's my time. But are you don't really think that, you know, in order to actually meditate, we need to be turned off, not doing anything, not working out? Like, that's not meditating, I guess, is my question.
It's not meditating, but it is a way that you are getting spiritually connected.
Yeah.
Because when you're running, you're releasing resistance. And so whenever we release resistance, energetically, we've got a lot of energy blocking us. Thoughts can be released while you're running because you're just thinking about something so physical that your mind releases, mm-hmm. that you let go of that resistance. And when you release that resistance, the fear, thoughts, the dramas, the stories, the negative energy, that's when you get closer to your spiritual inspiration, to the voice of inspiration. And so I bet you get very creative ideas when you're running, mm-hmm. or inspired thoughts. And that's, you know, in spirit, inspiration comes when we release resistance. So while it's not a meditative experience, it is another way of getting closer to that voice of inspiration.
What's been the biggest type of therapy that's helped you?
EMDR therapy has been the greatest therapy that's helped me, and it's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Michael and I both do EMDR. We love it.
Yeah, it's saved my life. It's the best thing I've ever done.
I will say though, it's I did have a session last week with my EMDR therapist, and she keeps telling me that, because I started crying and I said, I feel like I'm doing it wrong. She's like, there's no wrong method to it. She goes, I know, and that's what she said. She goes, there is something that's blocking you from going there. And even when she said that, I started bawling, but I'm like, I don't know what it is. Like, and that's where
well,
I'm just like, I feel.
Here's the good news.
Okay.
Here's the good news. Okay. So the fact that you're getting to a place where you're recognizing there's a block is a big move, is a big step. You don't have to figure out what that block is. You can actually do EMDR just on the block, on the feeling of being blocked.
Okay.
Keep working on whatever is up for you in the moment in that session. Mm-hmm. And each thing, each emotion that's up for you is like an aspect of this greater block. So as you kick out each aspect, like today I'm feeling frustrated, or yesterday I lost it on the waitress because she didn't come in time. Those moments are triggers that are reactivity, ways that you're reacting to the block, to the event, to the experience that you're not wanting to witness. And so as you kick out those different aspects through each EMDR session, it's like kicking out the legs of a table. Eventually the table will collapse and what you need to heal will be revealed. So I don't want you to worry about what it is that's blocking you. Just keep working on the aspects that are showing up.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Gabby, have you always been a very spiritually connected and emotionally connected human being? Or is there something in your life that happened that kind of turned you into this direction?
Both. I've always been on a spiritual path. My mother brought me up visiting ashrams and taught me to meditate as a child. But I also turned my back on it many times in my 20s. I really turned my back on it in my early 20s because I thought that I would be able to find my own way and gave up on it and was led down a lot of addictive patterns and paths. And when I was 25, I got sober. And in my sober recovery, I reclaimed my spiritual faith and then continued to deepen my practice.
Totally makes sense. 12-step programs are all about spirituality and your connection with the higher power. So I totally get that.
I mean, where can our listeners find you? Obviously the book is out right now, Super Attractor. What else? Is there one thing that you want them to really take away from the book?
Well, this book, while the subtitle is Methods for Manifesting a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, and that's true. It's an honest subtitle, but the book isn't about how to get things. It's a book on how to feel good. So when we feel good, we become super attractors. That's when we start to be a match for what we want. So if you're ready to feel good and then therefore attract what you desire into your life, then this is your book. Go grab it.
That's awesome. Gabby, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabby.
I really appreciate your insight.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm really excited to read your book now.
Great. I'm so glad. Enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby.
Bye. Bye, guys.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. She's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love what she said there at the end, where it's not about getting things. Mm-hmm. It's almost about just changing your mindset of having more gratitude for what you do have.
Yeah.
And so maybe if you're not yearning for other things, you'll be happier because of what's currently around you. Mm-hmm. So that was a good point that she made at the end there.
I really would love to start meditating more, but
I have tried so many times.
But even if it's just, I mean, even my watch will say, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ignore. I ain't got no time for that. You know what I mean? Like, got no time.
I mean, I could do like she said, 20 minutes. I've tried, even when I'm in yoga, I really try to turn my brain off. And like, I can, but it's so hard for me to like really, truly disconnect and turn my brain off.
What if there's something, I mean, okay, so we set our alarm for 6:45. Is there something where in the middle of the day or in the morning or at night before we grab our phones, before you grab your little PlayStation thingamajig or whatever that is? I don't know what that thing is. It just causes a lot of light in the bedroom. So he has to build a barrier. But is there something where, I mean, I know it's supposed to be alone, but I might need the extra person to like,
well, even to just
be
start.
Accountability.
You guys do it together.
Or maybe,
to start.
Maybe it's not even together, but just like, hey, you know, don't forget to meditate. I don't know, just because I think for me, like I have a hard time working out by myself. I need to have either a trainer or Sarah or someone with me.
Well, so I think the word meditate is also really scary because that makes you think like, okay, to meditate, I got to sit there and I got to be, even if Mike was just like, hey, go take 2 minutes to yourself. And by 2 minutes, like put your phone down and go like.
But that's the thing, she'd grab her phone or.
But I mean, again, but if you tell me to. Because usually it's
like, Jana, put your phone down and go into
like,
the bedroom.
Like the other day, you know, he said, he's like, hey, go. Because I was running around like crazy. There's so much to do. And he's like, go take a few minutes for yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did. I had my phone. I laid down. And it was great.
But it still took me 5 times of saying that for you to go do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I don't want to have to convince you to do something for yourself.
No, but if it's something where we know sometimes. That the home, like, or maybe our homework right now, because it is true, like working out, I mean, you're going to get the results and then I won't need you to ask me. I'll be like, oh, and that's my thing for me that I know I need to do, but I might need the extra help of accountability for someone to say, hey, did you meditate today?
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's like you just going to sit out on your little wine porch with the glass, you know, I feel like it's such a specific thing, meditating, but that's why I was kind of asking her, like running, like to me, that's my meditating. Like, I'm not thinking
but
about.
But then technically she said that wasn't right.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But because I think it's so extreme and I think that's why it turns people off because they think, oh, in order, you know, which it is. But I think everyone maybe has their own way of meditating.
I think the whole point of it is to not be distracted by something. So maybe to her point, it's your running is distracting you. Mm-hmm. And
me
so
drinking wine would be distracting.
I don't know if that would be because like Sarah said, you could go and sit out on the porch if you didn't have your phone. It was just quiet, because I've done that at moments where I've just sat and you know how much I love our bar room, and I sit in there and just eat lunch, but I'm just sitting there. And
but
I don't
usually have your iPad or.
But I'm saying I've had moments where I haven't. And I just sit there and it's just quiet. And it's just me and my thoughts.
Yeah.
While I'm eating or something.
That's the scariest place to be.
But it is
alone with your thoughts.
What did help me when I meditated a lot in the past. The reason was because I was in rehab and basically they made you. Was guided meditations always helped me?
1,000%.
Because if it's just music or whatever, yeah. I'm everywhere. My head is. Yeah. But guided meditations are definitely what helped me get through and sit there for 20-minute meditation sessions.
Well, and the thing is, my therapist, Amy, every session we start with a guided meditation, but it's only 5 minutes. And I love it. It makes mm-hmm. me so relaxed yeah. and like calm.
Well, that's what I'm
afterwards.
Saying. Like, maybe you only need 5 minutes. You know, not everyone is going to.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do more. For me personally, I probably wouldn't do more than five.
Yeah.
It's a lot to sit longer than that. But again, it depends on how it affects you. And maybe you can get to that point where you can start doing longer. But, mm-hmm. and I know for me or for us, we would have to do it either in the morning first mm-hmm. thing yeah. or at night. Because if we went and did it, hey, go take 2 minutes and it's like 11 o'clock,
day.
We're going to be thinking about what we're going to do after we're meditating.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to sit there and it's like, what am I going to do after
we
this?
We know what we don't do on the wind down tour. We do not meditate.
No, we do not.
No.
Oh my God, I feel like that's so crazy that it's like.
I know. We have more dates coming up. We are sold out in Chicago.
Oh.
Which we're so sorry. We'll add another date maybe hopefully next year, but. Wind Down is sold out in Chicago, but there are still tickets, Chicago, to go to Michigan. There's still tickets available in Michigan. It's a close drive-ish mm-hmm. drive.
Ish.
December 4th, we're in Michigan. December 5th, we're in Louisville. Again, reminder, the podcast Wind Down, it's not really a podcast. It's an evening
so
with
fun.
Sarah's there and she's our little like spitfire.
No,
and
you guys, we
have so much fun.
Did you show Sarah the text that Kylie sent?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Our nanny Kylie sent us a video today. Cause so back up real fast. Michael, we were in Nashville. The show, first of all, those two back-to-back shows, Atlanta, Nashville, were incredible. We had Emily Giffen on our Atlanta show.
Wild.
She was insane. Which I want her to call on.
Has to call
in because she's the best. I'll try to get her on just because she's a spitfire. But then the Nashville show, we had Lauren and Chris. They were also amazing. So again, you can get some guests as well. But Michael was trying to go through. What was the story? Because
I went out to get the audience members that we're going to have to come up on stage and play a little game.
Uh-huh.
And I grabbed the four of them and I'd had a few drinks. Okay. So I'd had a few drinks, so I tried to take them backstage, and there's a wall with a big ass curtain, and I couldn't find where the doorway was. So I'm sitting there, which felt like an eternity, trying to open this curtain, and then someone that works there is like, you gotta go this way. And I got four people behind me, the whole audience like watching me. I'm just going at a brick wall trying to go through a curtain.
So our nanny sends us this video, which I'm going to put on Instagram. So you guys go to my Instagram story. It's hilarious. I'm not even going to like.
I can't wait to see this.
Okay, well I'm going to show you right now.
Can
but
we please?
I need you to everyone right now to go to my story. This is like father like son trying to get through.
Stop.
So,
wait.
So Kylie sends that and says.
Micah. Dad trying to get through the curtains.
Dad trying to get through the curtains at the Nashville show the other night.
Mike was
dead.
That is so funny. And then can we talk about what happened after the show? Okay, you guys, by the way, I just need to tell you, like, this was the best show ever. Like, it really was.
Nashville?
Yeah.
It was
I think it was.
Atlanta and Nashville killed.
They killed.
Yeah. They were
and
awesome.
So afterwards, we go back and I'm in the shower. You know, everyone's done.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you something. I did something really, like,
I'm scared.
No, well, go ahead.
Okay,
I don't even know what's going on.
Well, no, it was just funny because, you know, we're all done. I go back and I'm in the shower and I'm showering, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you know. And all of a sudden, she walks in the bathroom and goes, Sarah, I screamed. She's so...
When you're at our house?
Yes.
I thought maybe she woke up Jace. That's how loud she screamed.
No, mind you, this is like 30 minutes later. Like, the night is over.
Why did I come in there?
Because you came in to tell me that Mike passed out of Jolie's room in the bed. And I literally look at her. I go, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm showering. She goes, okay, I need to tell you that I just went to say goodnight to Jolie and Mike's passed out in her bed.
And she goes, why are you telling me this right now? I'm in the shower.
And I literally was like,
covering her vagina.
No, but this is also because that morning she said that the HVAC guys came in to like look at the air. And she's like, they almost came into your room and you would have freaked out. So all of a sudden I'm like, I thought it was the HVAC guys coming back for more. Like, you scared the shit out of me.
At like 10:30 at night.
Oh my God. Okay, but what?
Okay, so I saw your ring sitting on the counter. And so...
Wait, you moved it.
I did.
No, you guys! I thought I was mental!
Where'd you move it to? How far?
No. Time out. So I saw her ring sitting on the counter.
In the bathroom.
Like,
it was in the bathroom.
It was laying by the sink, which is a scary place to put a ring.
Okay.
So I saw the ring and I was like, oh, I'm going to steal a ring. So I took the ring. I had it on, like, I put it like on my finger, which it didn't fit. And I walk out of the room because I wanted to scare her.
Wait,
like,
how long were you in there before I knew you were showering? Now I don't know how long you were watching.
No. I went straight in your room and opened the door. And then right when I was leaving when I grabbed the ring.
And I obviously like had my back to her. I'm like, you can see me from behind because I am showering.
Yeah. So, and I'm just like the person who doesn't care. Like I walk around.
No,
naked.
I know.
When, you're like, I know. I see you naked. So I have the ring and then I go into our room and I'm like, okay, I don't want to like freak her out.
Oh, I would fucking scream if it were gone. You think I was scared when that?
Well, because then I was like, okay, it's like 12 o'clock. So she's going to probably be looking for the next hour and then she's going to be freaking out and not go to sleep. Like I had a full conversation of how mean I was going to be with the ring. And so I'm just like, I don't want her to have to come in the room because then I'm going to be sleeping and then Mike will be sleeping and then she's still not going to be sleeping. So I'm like going through this. So I was like, okay, I'm going to bring it back. So I bring it back in the room and then I just put it on the dresser.
She puts it on the dresser. I didn't leave it on the dresser. I put
it. That's a long way from the bathroom sink.
A long motherfucking way from the bathroom sink. No, do you know that I have been
all
the bleeps because this is no joke. I literally
to talk to you about that.
Walked out and I saw my ring standing there and I go, first of all, I am not that drunk. I did not put my ring there. And I'm like, oh, okay, I was mental. And then I'm like, she was in here for a split second. Like, I was just like washing my armpits. Like, she didn't have time to take. Who? I'm like,
the HVAC guys.
The HVAC guys came. Oh, I was literally. Wow.
That's amazing. You too.
It was a story.
The fact that you even had to go in there. Mike is passed out in Jolie's bed.
Passed out.
I was out.
Because Jolie woke up and she wanted me to lay with her when we got home. So I was like, all right. And then.
Good night.
Gone.
Goodbye.
Dad gets lit.
It's lit.
Drunk Mike comes out.
So fun.
And what's funny is.
This is funny.
Before the show, Jana's like, all right, come on. Like, I need drunk Mike. Like, let's go. Like, force feeding me drinks.
Yep.
And then we're like on the car ride back. And Jana says something about getting the kids in the morning.
She goes, Mike, are you drunk? And you're like, I mean, I'm not drunk. She's like, well, just so you know, you're taking Jolie to school in the morning.
Yeah, she says something about getting up with the kids.
I had to work.
And you literally.
And I'm like, you've been begging for me to get drunk. Now I get hammered. And now you're like, oh, by the way, you're waking up at 6:30 in the morning.
Because I had to work.
She goes, you're only funny when you're drunk.
God. He said that.
Somebody said that. And he's like, no, I'm not.
No, I kind of am.
You just loosen up.
Yeah.
But
we're more.
But he's like, what? I'm like, just because you drank, I'm like, that's not my fault.
She's like, no one forced you to. I was like, on the contrary, miss. Anyone there that was witnessing basically saw you funnel alcohol down my mouth.
Oh my God. Oh, it's so fun.
Okay. Yeah. It's all fun and games, but hopefully we'll see you guys in Detroit and Louisville because it's a rowdy time.
Rowdy.
All right, let's take a break. 'Tis the season to elect benefits through your workplace. Most people know open enrollment as decision time for healthcare coverage, but it's also the perfect moment to reassess your life insurance needs.
To properly provide for their families, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they get through their jobs, which means that your employer's life insurance is leaving you underinsured. That's where Policy Genius can help.
Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for a life insurance plan that's not tied to your job. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. So for us, you know, Michael's plans just changed and we needed to get the kids and everything together. And Policy Genius was a really great place because their team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. So it's really, really, really great. Also, Policy Genius stays with you even if you leave your job. And it doesn't you know, they don't, I just feel like Policy Genius doesn't just make it easy to get life insurance. They can help you find the right home and auto insurance, disability insurance. So it's really great. Go to policygenius.com to get quotes and apply in minutes. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. All right. So we are extremely, extremely fortunate to have,
and grateful.
I don't know how we got these guys on this, our show.
They got to be booked up all day.
I mean, they're going to be so booked and packed doing a tour after this. We have Becca Tanya. Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad, the winners of the best pop podcast at the PCAs, scrubbing in.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys, congratulations. Seriously, from the bottom of our hearts, we are so freaking, we wanted it to be you guys. We wanted you to 2P. I told you that.
I know.
But, thank you.
I know. It's like so nice. Like, I just like.
You're scrubbing in listeners, man. They are
avid.
Literally.
Fans, voters. I mean.
But do you know what's funny though? I really, that's me. I'm that person. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, I voted for your podcast a few times. I voted for ours maybe 3,000 times.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's me.
I didn't even vote for ours. Did you vote for ours?
No.
Yeah, I didn't
that's
either.
What I'm saying. Like, I am that person, though, that, like, whenever, like, people,
how?
Like, when I was in
how
high
do you
school.
Have time to do that?
It's easy. It's on your computer. I'm just sitting here. But when I was in high school, I used to do this stuff all the time. I'd vote for NSYNC for everything. Like, I was that person.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I'm like, it makes sense that, like, our listeners, or at least half of our listeners.
I was going to say,
like,
that's one half of this group, because I am
like,
not
the Tanyas
that way.
Are just going bananas on that, you know?
I mean, that's awesome, though. But it's not just about, I mean, spot what you guys talk about. You guys are relatable. You're fun, you know?
So are you guys.
I know.
I mean,
but,
you are. And I watched you tell Pink. You and your husband have really helped us. And I was like, wow.
But it's true, though. That was something.
But that's what you do for other people is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
We all have our lanes.
We do.
Yeah.
And we're all staying in them. Yeah. But we're rooting you guys on, too, though.
That's what I'm saying. Our lanes are crossing over, and then they cross back over, but they're all going, guess which way?
Same direction.
Forward. They're all going forward.
Yeah. And we're all better because of it. I love the healthy competition, too.
Yeah.
Me, too.
I mean, we all wanted to win, sure. Were we like, bummed for a hot second? Sure.
Right.
I'm like,
everyone
oh, that'd have been cool. But right. I'm like, so happy, Becca and Tanya.
Well, of course. It's, again, we kind of mentioned on their podcast that it's about that mutual respect, that it's not that fake support and appreciation for the other people. It's like, oh, congrats. It's like, it does feel like family and friends are winning too. It's like, y'all win, we win, you know, especially being a part of the iHeart family too.
I know. That's what
definitely
I was gonna
say. Even bigger part of it.
Yeah. If some different podcast won, that wasn't like, I'd kind of be like,
I was like, wait, you're not an iHeart? Do you even exist?
Do you even go here?
Yeah.
Do you even go here?
Exactly. Regina George, their ass.
Yeah.
And you guys are scrubbing in on the road, I heard. Maybe, possibly.
Mm-hmm. We're doing two dates.
We're doing a little tester run.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
See who shows up.
San Francisco and LA.
That's awesome.
So what can they expect when they come see Scrubbing in person?
You know, probably a lot of women empowerment talk, a lot of friendship vibes. We just want people to come show. Every time we do something where people come and show up from our podcast, it feels like people are making friends, that people that maybe didn't have friends or didn't know people in the city that they live in get to meet people. And it's really cool to kind of be a part of watching what we've built in this community. But they've kind of taken it on their own. I mean, the Facebook group itself has another.
I literally, every time we meet our listeners, I don't leave without crying at least once. And last time we had like a meetup or whatever, this girl came and she was like, hey, do you guys remember? We had a listener who was going through chemo and she was in the hospital and we had her on the show. One of our other listeners connected with her through Facebook and got like, just randomly reached out to her and became friends with her on the Facebook page, and then got a video of us like saying hi to her at the party so she could send it to her.
No, she's a chef.
That's
and so she
sweet.
Like
that's
had awesome. Offered to
Isn't
take like
so
food
sweet?
And stuff. So it really is cool. And so as far as like the run of the show, neither of us sing. Neither of us dance.
Excuse me.
Now's the time to try.
Well.
You've won now 2 years in a row People's Choice Award for Best Pop Podcast. What do you guys have now going into the next year? Like what excites you, or what do you want to bring to the table, or you know, elevate your performance to make it a three-peat? Because we're going to be coming for you.
Do you know what's funny? I really do want to like have, every year towards the end of the year, when the year's winding down and the new one begins, I kind of really get really intentional about like my goals, my dreams, and my plans.
Great.
And I feel like this kind of really reinvigorated me to kind of like, can I say pull my balls out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We talk about all the balls and penis and pull the vaginas balls on this
out.
Show.
Balls yeah. Out. Yeah.
Get those happening. Lady balls out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that just means that we had to fight even harder then.
Yeah. We got, they're pulling their balls out. We got to pull those and pull harder.
We got to pull your two balls out.
Yeah.
We got to. We'll grab Mark and Easton's.
We need one of each from Mark and Easton, though. So
yeah, we're going to split their balls.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
No, I was watching like all day yesterday. Everyone snaps and everyone's Instagrams, and you. Killing it out there.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing with E. It's kind of fun.
I know. It's really fun. And they're like, so it's so hard for me. And I talk about it all the time on our podcast. I suffer immensely from imposter syndrome. Like I never feel like I belong where I am. Mm-hmm. And the people at E really give me a run for my money when, because they're just so nice and encouraging that I can't take it. They do. And I don't know how to take compliments because I'm like, this is so weird.
It was insane. Every single place that we went, whether we were like backstage or on the carpet, anyone from E, they were like, Tanya, we love you so much, like we can't wait to do more with you. Like, it's really cool to see her getting the like recognition that she deserves, because I think sometimes she feels, she says she doesn't feel like she deserves it. And so every single person I saw, they're like, we love you, and they hug her, and I'm like, I wonder if these people hug everybody. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Totally. Everybody. So,
but yeah, it's really been, cool. It was really special.
And Becca, you have your new line out at Macy's, right?
Yes, I have my line. Thank you so much.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's available. It's a great Christmas gift, great Thanksgiving outfit. If because you know you get
outfit.
Dressed up for your Thanksgiving dinner for some reason while you're all sitting around with your family, need to look good. So yeah, it's available on Macy's.com and then in over 400 locations.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
What's next for you guys both professionally?
Don't know. Building this podcast, getting ready for next year's People's Choice.
Game on, bitches. Game on.
They're already starting their acceptance speech for next year's.
Well, next time they need to air it.
They did. Yeah. Well, they aired it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They did. Okay.
Like, when?
It showed us hugging and like it said pop podcast.
Yeah. It was like a bump into commercial. Got so it was like quick, okay. But okay. They still aired it, which is like super cute.
Still.
But you guys should be able to go up on stage and say thank you.
There's 43 categories for that show. Yeah. So yeah.
But at the same time, how popular are podcasts? Like that, everyone you meet there, nowadays.
Yeah. That's true.
It's kind of like, I'm listening to this podcast. I'm listening to that one.
I do have a little bit of a far-fetched goal. At some point in my life, I would like to win a Grammy.
Everyone is just like looking at each other like
to sing.
No. I can't sing, but I want to write a song that's like wins a Grammy.
Yeah,
maybe a song.
Collaboration.
Yeah, like, I mean, please, guys. Because ultimate goal in life is to be on the Grammy board, and you have to have won or been nominated for a Grammy to be on the board.
So that's your goal.
Yeah, that's my
that's your
life
career goal.
I like this. What's your life career goal?
I don't think like that, honestly. I'm not. I don't have like
really.
5-year
Same
plans.
We're Scorpios.
Yeah, it's a Scorpio.
I was just about to say my life goal is literally to like. Make it to Friday.
Honestly, I'm like,
Tanya has like Grammy goals.
Yeah. Like my life goal at this point is like figuring out a great lunch for today after this podcast.
Wow. Me and Tanya are the same.
What's yours?
I'm somewhere in between.
Are you though?
I am, because I still.
So what's your life goal?
I still talked about with the stuff that we're doing. Ultimately, I would.
Doing.
I mean, to be like a Mike and Jana competitors against Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like a TV show.
I think that would be something that we have talked about that we would like to eventually get into. And mm-hmm. even if it's us and with another couple and we, you know, bring people on and have conversations and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I want to take this thing. But we'll see.
Manifesting the dreams.
Besides that, I'm like.
And then Sarah's like, our DJ like on the side. Like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait, Jana, what's your life goal?
I would want to be, obviously, the best mom in the world.
Which you are.
But my dream would be like a Kelly and Ryan with Mike.
Oh, So that's good. You guys have like
but then to be on like a regular show too, like to do like, you know, 5 Hallmark movies a year, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. one of those kind of things.
Do you love Hallmark movies?
I do love Hallmark movies, but I also have a Lifetime movie coming out on Saturday. So called Christmas in Louisiana.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So on Saturday, everybody mark your calendars, because yeah, that'll be there. So
that's
but I'd love to just keep doing acting. I want to do it all. But yeah, got a whole.
Would you like to do another like TV show like One Tree Hill, or do you
Okay. I would love to do. So for example, like I tested for The Resident, I didn't get it.
I remember you telling me that.
But that's what I want. I want to get on a show like a procedural, and just be like the fifth lead, show up, do my job, get out, have a just a ongoing check. Career job, and then I can do my stuff on the side and do like the morning show with Mike, or you know, and then do this and that and the other one.
Have you guys watched the morning show with Jennifer Aniston yet?
It's so good.
Really?
It's fantastic. Don't listen to reviews because it's fantastic. But what's so great about it is Jana wants to be Jennifer Aniston's character in that show so bad, because that's like her spirit animal is that character. Just chaos and putting out fires and bossing people around and handling things and just owning shit and just walking around where everyone's just kind of like, oh, Jana's coming.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Is that
interesting? Oh. You are not a typical Sagittarius.
I am in relationships.
I was just going to say, are you a typical Sag in relationships?
1,000%.
So you just like adapt.
I fall in love real fast. I want them to fall in love with me. And then I can drop them as close as fast as possible.
This is so, my friend just got out of a breakup and she's on the cusp of Scorpio and Sag, but I think she's more of a Sag in relationships, and
we are hard to tie down. So good job, baby.
I'm a Pisces, so I'm a fish hanging on the hook. I'm not going to shake me.
Can I say how proud I am of this conversation right now?
This is sick.
No, anytime we have guests on, I'm like, so what's your sign? And Jana's like, it's not real. Like, why do you care? I'm like, well, it actually is real, and I really do care.
Yeah, it is like so real.
She's learning.
I feel like Sarah will be at like a checkout line. If the cash register person's like, says some particular, oh, they're definitely a Sag. And like walks out.
That's how Sarah goes through her daily life.
Like, oh, you're such a Cancer. And they're like, I am. How'd you know? I'm like, I know.
Yeah, but what if they're like, no, I'm not?
I'm like, then you're either. I'm like, are you maybe a Gemini or a Leo? And then they're like, actually, I'm a Leo. And I'm like, okay, fine. I was a little off.
All right, you guys, give it up again for Becca and Tanya for winning the People's Choice Award. We'll see you next year, ladies. We'll see you. I'm gonna do the same thing as Tanya. Just like have like someone going like little people from I don't know. You?
Bots.
Well, you didn't do good enough. Did you do it 3,000 times a day?
No, not a day. I didn't. I think collectively I did 3,000.
Okay.
I think a day I probably gave us, how many, it was 25 votes a day per email, and I used 4 emails a day, so 100 a day.
Get better.
That's an effort.
Yeah. Sarah, you are a bot now, and that's what you do.
All right, y'all, give it up for them.
Yay.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, do we have any good emails that, this is actually a good one. Can I read this one?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
My abusive ex-boyfriend texted me.
Ooh.
I'm 27 years old, and about 5 years ago, I was in an abusive relationship with a guy that I had a very strong connection with. While the abuse was mainly emotional, manipulative, by the way, I just want to say anonymous, don't ever downplay that ever, because emotional and manipulative abuse
is abuse.
Well, and sometimes it's worse. I'd be like, this is effed up, but I'd be like, I'd rather you hit me than say the stuff that you say.
Yeah.
So don't ever downplay that. Okay, back. It did cross lines of other forms as well. Recently, he reached out with an apology, and I tried to ignore it until one night I got drunk and messaged back. Mm. He's apologetic, says he regrets what he did to me more than anything, and wants us to be together. However, he has also spent time in therapy and now fully recognizes he is a psychopath. Oh, sorry, sociopath. Sorry. I know we aren't going to end up together, but something keeps me connected to this. I'm curious, especially Jana, if you have any advice on how to just move on for good. That's hard. I remember my abuser emailed me when he got out of jail, and I actually talked to him on the phone. And I feel like the more you have communication with them, the more you go back to that place of, how do I say it? Like, you become,
it takes you back to that
place. It takes
place.
You back to being that, not, I don't want to say the victim. It takes dependent. You back to being, yeah, dependent and to being like, maybe I was crazier. Maybe it was my fault. And maybe I should be sorry. And maybe I should help him. And maybe I should. It's just, it's a rough road to go down. Having said that, if he's getting the help, I know this is tough. I think people make mistakes. They grow.
I mean, she even said, I know we aren't going to end up together.
If you know that, then just
stay
stop.
Away.
Yeah. Then stop.
Cause then there's,
but
this-
you also know people can change too. That's the thing.
No, I obviously,
yeah,
I'm an advocate for that. But if she says to herself, I know we're not going to end up together,
then what? Yeah.
What's the point? You're just going to keep bringing that back into your life.
It's just back and forth. That's going to be unhealthy for her.
1000%. Mm-hmm. And you need to get the abuser out of your life at the end of the day, especially if
she was saying like, I really, you know, see a future and I want this, but it's like, you're saying you aren't going to end up together. So don't even, you know, put yourself back there. Yeah. Let him heal and grow on his own.
Yeah.
Which is probably harder.
That's a real tough one though. Because you just go right back into that.
I can't.
Well, maybe it's my fault. You know what? This is so messed up. But when I was in therapy with my therapist, she goes, why? She has asked me, she's like, why did you stay in these relationships? And it was the first time I was like, because I didn't think I deserved any better. And I think women like that will continue to think that they don't deserve any better.
I think that's extremely common. I think a lot of women would say that, and that's what's so heartbreaking
and messed up.
And messed up because
better.
Why? Who? You know, we don't need to go there. But like, why would you think that? You know, I don't know.
That comes from
childhood. Because no, but it's not because also it comes from the abuser and the person saying,
oh, for sure.
"You're crazy. Yeah. It's your fault."
Well,
and I'm
like,
because
you
guys made me feel like it was my fault,
yeah,
and then it was crazy. But that's the manipulator. That's the emotional manipulative abuser that's making you feel crazy. That's
and controlling
making
you,
feel,
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's do this other email from Faith.
Okay.
Okay. Age gaps and time alone. I've been in a relationship for about 2 years now with someone who's 20 years older. I'm 25. He is 45. We are totally compatible, but I get tons of backlash from close friends and family because of his age. My question is, how do you guys feel about an age difference in a relationship? And then we'll tackle that and then we'll go to the second question.
I have zero issue with an age gap.
It doesn't bother me.
I mean, obviously I've dated men older than me.
And I was going to ask you, this is why I wanted to read this one, because how did you handle that when you had friends or family being like,
I mean, I didn't care.
Straight up
didn't care.
I feel like the only time people care is like maybe in her instance where it's like, she's 25, he's 45. It's like, if you're not on, like, if she wants kids and he's like, I don't want, you know what I mean? I feel like that's the only time when like your friends or people really care is when it like is affecting your, if you two are like majorly different, or say he's been married already twice. He doesn't want to get married anymore, but you're only 25, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't care about age.
If you're connected to someone, you're connected to someone. So
I will say, and this is just being honest, if Jolie's in her 20s and she's dating someone in her 40s, I mean, I'm going to have more questions.
That's a really good point.
Sure, but there is a soul's connection too. And I think that's what you have to remember. And that's, I probably will too. If Jace is dating younger girl, 20, I'd be like, what is it?
Right. And I mean, honestly, you dated older men. Do you contribute that to just your souls being attracted, or do you contribute it to issues with your father?
Total daddy issues.
Right.
1000%.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that any age gap relationship, there's unhealthy.
So then here you go. You can
unhealthy.
Help Jolie right here.
right. But I'm not saying that there is always unhealthiness attached to it. But.
Yeah, maybe.
Same time. I mean.
Well, and you can usually sense that. You know what
I mean? But then no, Chantel and what's his face?
Victor?
Chantel from the older, not that Victor, the other one, the label head. Like she had a great dad. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not always tied to that, but I just, from
for sure.
my experience with it through you, I know that's kind of where it stemmed. So, I mean, all in
if
all,
if you love
not
him,
really.
Do you, boo?
All right. Second question is about codependency. My boyfriend needs time to himself, as does everyone. The way he would do that is by taking days off work or leaving work early so he could go home and have his alone time and relax without telling me. I would find out by coming home and him being there. My first reaction was to assume I did something wrong to make him not want me to know. When I brought it up, he told me he's just not used to talking about everything he does, like Mike, myself, mentioned. I talk about my daily plans and give him step-by-step breakdown of my day. My question is, do you think I was wrong for being bothered that he wasn't telling me he wanted alone time?
And this is the age difference, 45 and 25.
I was just about to say that.
This is the age difference. A 45-year-old's like, I don't need to tell you when I take a piss.
Yeah. You're 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's like, and so that's he just doesn't need.
He's been doing him for 45 years.
Yeah.
Right.
He's set in his way of, and so to him, he's like, you don't need to tell me when you're going to the store to Sephora to pick up some more eyeshadow. Saying,
I talk about my daily plans, give him a step-by-step.
And that's awesome that you do, but
that's
he's...
very millennial of you. I do the same.
Same. I mean, me too, girl.
Shannon does it to me.
Yeah.
I hear you, Faith. I do the exact same thing, but a 45-year-old, and I mean, and here's the thing, a 45-year-old and a man.
Yeah.
And men. And men don't really, unless you're Easton, men don't really do play-by-play of the day.
Yeah.
Very seldom, no. And do you think it's...
But I think it's age, though, because, I mean, even when I dated, you know, Sweet John, you know what I mean? It's just like, he just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's how I am, too, and I'm 32.
Yeah.
So it's, I definitely think it's a man thing, but also, do you think there's codependency related? I don't know if it's codependent.
It's not codependent. It's just like.
It's just how you are. It's not.
We just want to be involved.
It's just, it's the way you do things. So naturally in relationships, that's part of the compromise, right? It's.
Well.
Understand that people just handle things differently.
And I was going to say, maybe she's already a little insecure because she's much younger than him. So she just kind of is like, why aren't you telling me these things? Like, why, you know, maybe her emotions are more heightened because she feels like, you know, she's younger and he's probably just like doing his thing. And she's like, just tell me. I just want to know what's going on.
But I also think if the roles were reversed, you would be upset.
I wouldn't, though.
If you can't.
I would love to try that. I'd love to challenge that.
If you didn't tell me what you're doing.
If you didn't tell me your like day plans and you just kind of.
My day plans and I didn't put it on the calendar.
And you just did.
And
you.
I just did me. I think you would be like, well, what? What?
It's actually really funny because I'm the one who's always texting Ty, what's up? What's up? What's the plan? What's the plan? But if I go, like if I'm here and we're here for a couple hours, he'll be like, wait, where are you? I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. So probably because you're just used to her.
You're used to me doing it.
I wouldn't because here's
challenge.
I don't think you would be mad, but I think you'd be like, oh wait, what's going on?
Why didn't you tell me that?
No, it would take getting used to.
Yeah.
I will say it would be adjustment period because I am used to that. So I would just be like, I'm surprised you didn't tell me.
Exactly.
But for me, it's like, okay, I know we have Kylie from this time to this time. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know we have coverage on the kids, so it's just like, do whatever you need to do. I don't care if it's get your nails done or work. Like, do whatever you got to do. And I want to be able to do the same thing. Granted, we have boundaries, so I check in and all that stuff, so you know where I'm at. But still, I wouldn't
challenge.
Care.
Hashtag challenge.
Challenge.
Big thank you to Shake Shack. Shake Shack is now available on Grubhub for delivery. Check out the Burbank Shake Shack location on San Fernando Boulevard in Orange. Creation for providing the best premium cold pressed juices and organic shakes. They've got 18 locations in Southern California, but go to GrationJuice.com. They're organic. They're awesome. So if you live in LA, go check it out.
And they deliver nationwide through their website.
That's a wrap today. PCA rundown, all the goodies.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Hey, Sarah, will you come on next week too?
Yeah, next week when I see you, I'll be 29.
Yay!
I know. I'm so
old. Our girl
old.
Is growing up.
Getting married and getting so old. Almost to 30. Love you guys.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert.
All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.